Good evening. I wanted to take a moment just to talk about the handout for Sunday, September 8th, as we talk about baptism. I'm going to quickly go over the handout, our questions a little bit, talk briefly about what I have in the supplemental material, and then I'll leave you to your own devices. On the handout, on the first page, there's two figures at the top. And what I'm trying to do here is show the sort of extreme errors on either end of the argument around biblical practice of Lord's Supper and sort of by analogy baptism. So for the Lord's Supper, it's an error to just say it's a symbol and ignore it, never practice it, never do it. It's also an error to take a highly Catholic view and give some sort of mystical importance to the elements that the grace itself comes through, kind of minimizing the actual work of Christ and focusing more on the elements. And so you've got to get to the church, you've got to get the elements because that's how you're saved. Okay, that's bad. All right, in analogy, in baptism, it's wrong to just ignore it. It's just symbolic, we don't have to worry about it. On the other hand, you know, you could take a very Catholic infant baptism view and the baptism is so important it even really overwhelms the participant. And whether you believe or not is really kind of irrelevant because baptism saves. At the fringes of those arguments are some kind of on the edge arguments or edge views rather. Sometimes we've had some hyper legalistic practices in the churches of Christ towards baptism that have emphasized baptism so much that they really made you trust in your baptism more than Jesus who's doing the saving. And at the opposite extreme of that are some very Bible believing Reformed Baptist churches who practice baptism for everybody, not just church members, and say that everyone should be baptized, but more really because it's just commanded in the Great Commission. So anyway, somewhere in there is the biblical practice. Then I have this model of the salvation process. Read the first article in supplemental material, and that'll make more sense. Moving on to discussion questions, I don't think it's helpful to dissect the salvation process like a frog. Again, this is a point made very well in the article in the supplemental material, the first one you'll come across. Number two, we should feel assurance and energized by these verses. Number three, I stole from Eflagard Smith and John Mark Hicks, and I think they're good analogies. Number four, Everett Ferguson is talking about those sort of hyper-legalistic responses in the Church of Christ, where I'm so worried about whether the mechanisms of my baptism were correct, I just stopped thinking about Jesus who did the saving. Number five, the thief on the cross couldn't get to the baptistry. Obviously, that's okay. But if you're baptized in all the right fashion with all the right words, but you don't really believe, that doesn't help either. And number six, this question about rebaptism. What's good about that? Well, it's good for people to think about their commitment. Was it a personal one? Is Jesus Lord of their life? Have they surrendered fully? Maybe they were just baptized out of peer pressure, etc. It's potentially harmful because I think it, again, puts too much emphasis on the mechanism of the baptism and did I get it right and did I turn all the combination locks to the right number and that's what makes God love me and forgive me. And it's very much a me emphasis. It also makes people, I think, doubt their assurance of their salvation, and we have enough reasons to do that, and we don't need to add one more. I just don't think that's helpful. Should we ask that someone be baptized again before placing membership? There's easy categories. Infant baptism, they need to be rebaptized. Some Baptist churches, it really depends. And I will give you the caveat here that there are wide varieties of practice and belief in Baptist churches. For example, my own father grew up in a missionary Baptist church where baptism was closely linked with conversion and was, the preacher said multiple times very explicitly, you need to be baptized so you can be forgiven of your sins. So my father who grew up there, was baptized there, was not rebaptized when he began to go in church with my mother who was in the Church of Christ. So I think you can't make one broad statement about Baptist churches. Be careful about what you say there with Baptist churches. Okay, moving on to the supplemental material and what we have there. The first thing is an article by a guy at Southern Baptist Theological Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky. This is the oldest seminary of the six that are associated closely with the Southern Baptist Convention. If you have heard of a guy named Al Mohler, who's very prominent in evangelical world as well as Baptist world, he is the president there. So this is these are big people. This is a big deal, this article. This came out in 1998. So it's old now at this point. But it is shockingly Church of Christ as you read it. So read through there and your jaw will drop in multiple ways. He makes so many good points, though, about how all the elements of the salvation process really mash together in Scripture. Faith and confession, baptism and confession, baptism, faith in the Holy Spirit, faith and repentance, and et cetera, et cetera. And the reason they're all mashed together is because they're mashed together, all right? And we shouldn't try to dissect them like a frog. And it just really doesn't help. The second article is a short one by Chris that he wrote for a Bible study, I believe. It makes a number of good points. And finally, there's a long-form article. It's a chapter from Everett Ferguson's book, The Church of Christ, a Biblical Ecclesiology. And Everett Ferguson is very accessible and easy to read. He makes a lot of really good points. I have a lot of highlighting and stuff for you to kind of speed you along. But I've got it here at the end, so if you don't make it, it's okay. Anyway, it's worth your time. It's more general. It talks about salvation as a whole and then baptism specifically. But also a very, very good article. Thank you very much. I hope everything goes well, and may the Spirit bless your efforts this Sunday.